Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and we're catching up now with Dan from Sunwise. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm not too bad, Dan. Not too bad. I've got a little bit of a tiny little bit of a blocked nose, but otherwise we're all good.
That man flu is going around. It knocked me out for six the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's
hanging around.
It's rough. It's quite funny. You see how guys react to it differently as well. Like I know a close relation of mine gets the man flu, and it's nothing more than a sniffle, a little bit of a blocked nose, and he'll come back and say, "Oh, you know, man, I can't remember what happened last Tuesday. Like I was so wiped out." I just get mad. I just get angry. Like when I get it, I don't have time for this. This is rubbish. But
no, I fall to pieces. I'm like your relative there. I'm a big wuss when it comes to the man flu.
Yeah. Oh no, it's a thing. It's a thing. But mate, sunny times ahead there at Sunwise. We always look forward to the sun and converting all that energy into power, which is what you do there best. And how are things been going in the market recently?
No, it's been pretty good. There's certainly become a very much a drive towards locally made equipment, especially in the off-grid market. And the good thing is we do have solutions for that. The one product that we love is called Selectronic. Selectronic is a battery management system which is designed for off-grids, but it is capable of doing hybrid in the West Australian grid. These are manufactured in Melbourne and are actually the best in the world as far as off-grid battery management systems go. We actually import more of them into Germany than anywhere else. So, yeah, they're a very, very good product. And we're getting a lot of inquiry to go that way nowadays instead of from other countries a little bit north of us. We're starting to avoid lots of play, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, look, it can't be a bad thing. Supporting a local business, and as you say there, if you're importing quite a few into Germany, a lot of good things come out of Germany, so they'd probably only be taking good things in there.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. You know, the Germans, they do like their things to be working well and the technology to be good, and the Selectronic has just nailed it. They do pair up with the Austrian-made Fronius, and a lot of crew out there would know, have heard of Fronius. They started out as a welding manufacturer and then have moved into also creating solar inverters back in the late 90s and have become, well, they have become the top seller in Australia there for the last 5 years. And that's what the Selectronic pairs with to create a great AC-coupled off-grid system. So if you're ever interested in finding about AC-coupled off-grid systems, we can also pair them with the Australian-made Power Plus lithium-ion phosphate battery. So it is it's a good package.
So it's almost possible there to have a primarily Australian-made off-grid product?
Yeah, primarily. Yeah, you know, you're always going to have a little bit of... like there might be a little knob here and a little gadget there that is not made in Australia and has to be imported. But yeah, we certainly can. The generators do provide a bit of an issue, and generally you've got to sort of go for more the American style of gensets, which, you know, we don't seem to have an Australian genset that, you know, we use anyway.
Yeah, all right. Well, look there, listeners, if you're into gensets, there's a market there. Get onto it. And let's go to a quick break now, Dan, and then we'll come back to have a chat about what's going on at the moment and a couple of new employees.